Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, a law in California that was supposed to go into effect on January the 1st has been delayed one more time, and this has to do with banning the carrying of firearms by concealed carry permit holders in just about everywhere. I mean, there's some 26 different places, but types of places. But it's pretty much everywhere. But it has actually been held up right now by a judge. So this is actually kind of a new novel thing, even in California, right? Wait a second. you're gonna uphold, or you're gonna block the law on the, and get this, as the judge has been talking about, on the basis that it's not, maybe it violates the Second Amendment. Folks, I don't know. Like I said earlier in the program, maybe there's hope for us yet. Maybe so. Folks, welcome to the program. Of course, it is the Monday edition. We're heading into hour number three, hour two, now in the books, of course. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And we have so much more to tell you about and talk about on this Monday morning edition. Glad to be back live on a Monday. We had, of course, the Christmas and New Year's holidays. So we haven't been live on a Monday here for a couple of weeks. But here we are, folks, a full week of broadcasting ahead of us. And once again, we have so much to talk about. At the bottom of the hour, we'll open up the telephone lines for our good friend and contributor, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And that telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number is 949-822-7959. Or you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. So once again, welcome Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Good morning, and it is a happy Monday. And before we move on, just right before we went to the top of the hour, we were talking about this, hopefully a deal, evidently, that could be made here. But did you have anything to add about the spending, or where this money may be going or not going, as it were?
Yeah, as I kind of went to bed last night, I was thinking to myself, there ought to be a lot of stipulations to this money, too. And that would be to perhaps shut down some of the Department of Justice's nonsense when it comes to continuing to find even the nonviolent and people that did not even enter the Capitol on January the 6th. Because now they said they're going to up their game, and there's thousands of more. So maybe add that stipulation, or add the stipulation that there's going to be no more money thrown at anything green energy, or throw some things in there that have to do with immigration, that the Biden administration has to deport 500,000 people each month. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think I could find a whole lot of things in there if, in order to necessarily send a warning shot across the bow of the Biden administration, but also to appease the Republicans, and especially those in the House Freedom Caucus. I mean, I can think of a lot of things when it comes to education. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, let's put some regulations to that money.
Well, what it would also do, too, is it would point up to the average American, about where this money is really going, and the fact that everything just kind of goes on the way it's always gone on, and nothing really ever actually changes. So, essentially, that would point up, you know, these practical things that could be done. And of course, the sky would be falling from every Democrat in the House and Senate would all be saying, no, this is, the sky is falling, you're ruining everything. Because, for example, if you talk about climate change, stuff like that, those aren't just things that they want to do, those are articles of faith for them.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we have no receivables when it comes to money that we spend on nonsense with climate change. None. Zero. We haven't stopped a storm. We haven't stopped rising oceans. We haven't stopped, you know, this or that. I mean,
well, yeah.
It's like such dark money that goes into obscure places to the point where it's hurting U.S. business and especially the car manufacturers. I mean, they're working hard now to advertise selling these electric vehicles because they've got so many on their lots. They don't want them anymore, and they're not building anymore because they've got such a huge inventory. So, you know,
well, sure.
Then you know, you can't have gas-powered blowers or lawnmowers or gas stoves or, I mean, it's,
well,
you know, refrigerators.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hate to say, but unless you're Kamala Harris, evidently you can have as many gas stoves as you want to.
Exactly.
And by the way, you talk about climate change. You remember back in the late 1970s, we were being told that there was like another ice age that was coming, or, you know, basically everything was getting colder. I remember seeing, you know, documentaries on that back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
and that never transpired. And you know, so I guess what would we have to be doing if that was the case? We'd have to be, I don't know, driving bigger SUVs, you know, or using more gas stoves or trying to do something to break through the cold at that point. But that never transpired.
Well, and then I would be taking a hard look at, you know, what monies that we put into the United Nations, especially for UNRWA, you know. You know, Trump stopped that money going to UNRWA, and I think we should be considering the very same thing, because that's all going to the Palestinians, especially with what Israel is uncovering in Gaza. So, you know, I think it's time that, and that is an agency, that's a division of the United Nations specifically for Palestinian refugees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how long do the Palestinians become refugees? I mean, we're talking generations now.
Well, yeah, so. Yeah. Well, but it's also, I hate to say, it's a gravy train to some degree in terms of where this money goes, and it's a constant thing. It never gets better, and that's one of these problems. But
right, since 1948, they've been refugees?
Right.
Give me a break.
Well, stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back. Folks, Monday edition is going along here this morning. We are having a lot of fun, by the way. We got a lot of fun stored up, and it's going to last the whole week. You watch and see, or listen and see. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who made a remark about, of course, he wants to abolish the IRS, I guess, but also wants to implement the flat tax. So now, by the way, Steve Forbes, when he heard that, was basically singing hallelujah about that and actually believes that Ron DeSantis should lead with that idea, the idea of the flat tax. And I think a lot of people, might agree with that at this point. Steve Forbes has talked about that he thinks it's a moral issue as well, because you spend all this money doing all this stuff with getting your taxes done and all the hours doing it to try to do something that he says nobody ever understands. He's right. I think he's right. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We got Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Well, just briefly, because I do want to ask you too about what's happening over with Israel, and especially in regards to, there's evidently a confidential U.S. report that talks about a possible conflict with Lebanon between Israel and Hezbollah. But what do you think about DeSantis and the flat tax? Just real briefly, is that something that could catch fire more so than and help him in trying to do well in the Iowa caucuses against Trump?
Well, I think it was in the discussions years and years and years ago, and it's a valid, and it hadn't been in the discussion, I don't know, for probably 10 years. So I'm real happy to have that debate for sure. I would also say that it would eliminate, what was it, the 87,000 extra IRS agents?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, let's, and he should. He should lead with that. I kind of go back and forth on whether it should be a fair tax or a flat tax. But nonetheless, let's put it out there. Let's have that discussion. And then it puts the control back into the taxpayer. Right. Instead of all this other nonsense that we do, and it's really not—it's really not a hard thing to do. And imagine the money that we would save, that we've spend just funding the IRS. But there could be some consequences too. And I'm okay with that. There those that have a side gig or a side hustle or, work as contractors only or not on the payroll. Those people, can find ways to, not pay a tax at all. But it could also hurt, I would say, some of the retailers. So, I mean, it's going to have some implications. That's the reason that you have these debates. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready for it. Let's do this.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you on that. Well, speaking of Israel, there was evidently a confidential U.S. report from U.S. intelligence that talks about the idea that if Israel opens a new front over, in a big way against Hezbollah and southern Lebanon, northern Israel's border, of course, that they could not actually win that. Have you heard anything about this?
I have read that. I have not. I only saw the headlines, mm-hmm. and I kind of tilted my head on that one because I would argue that Israel has necessarily been prepared for confrontation with Hezbollah for decades because the condition with what Hezbollah has and that threat of a northern border has been there for that long. So what Israel has in its arsenal is unknown, and rightly so. We don't have to know every – Israel is pretty close to the vest when it comes to their inventories and their abilities, and that's fine. But I would also say that the United States tries to take dominion over every military conflict or any kind of conflict that Israel has. And Israel needs to turn around and tell the United States, you follow us. We don't follow you. Our lives are at risk here. Yours are not. You see what I'm saying?
So, absolutely. Well, Kirby is often, says, well, we don't want to chip in from the sidelines, but that doesn't really ring true to me to some degree.
To complete degree.
Yeah.
And so Blinken is over there again and again and again and again doing what? Stay out of their way.
Right. Well, exactly right. Well, we do understand that Israel's already moved some tens of thousands of troops from Gaza, evidently deploying
northern
them
Gaza.
Back. Yeah, northern Gaza, but deploying them back to the northern front, if in fact. And I know that they've moved some of their civilians around. This happened way back, as I understand. But generally speaking, they're the ones too that try to get the civilians or women and children, as it were, out of harm's way. And this is so opposite to what Hamas does.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. And they've moved an awful lot of people out of the northern part of Israel to get them out of harm's way. Meanwhile, Russia right now, as we speak, is throwing literally everything it has at Ukraine. They got huge bombers in the air, and they're dropping stuff all over the country, not just in the eastern part. So, yeah. In the meantime, we have a Secretary of Defense who, by the way, is still in the hospital.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because...
And I'll tell you what, I watched that over the weekend, mm-hmm. and it isn't just the Republicans that are mad. The media is furious. The Democrats are mad. He didn't notify anybody. He didn't notify the White House. He didn't notify the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Or the deputy secretary.
Yeah, who, by the way, was on vacation.
Right. It's not funny, but it is kind of. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's completely outrageous. Now, and somebody, there's people out there trying to defend them saying, well, have you ever heard of HIPAA? We don't care what he's in the hospital for. We care that he went into the hospital and didn't tell anybody. I mean, it was days. And I mean, I'm looking at social media, and I tell you what, everybody is calling for his resignation. Everybody is calling for his resignation. I mean, for he not to tell anybody, and he goes, I take complete responsibility. well, okay, dude, it's on you, and you're out of here.
Well, exactly. And certainly, I mean, this it's described as a minor elective procedure.
Don't care.
Yeah, well, exactly. But then suddenly he goes back, and he's in the hospital since, like, January 1st.
Yeah.
So this is obviously not okay.
If it was a minor procedure, he's in the ICU?
Right. That's what I'm saying. So this is not a small thing. So
no.
And they're saying, well, he's doing his back to his duties. But I don't buy
back
that either.
Back to his duties in the hospital?
That's what they're saying. Exactly.
Because he's still in the hospital as we speak.
That's right. That's exactly it. And so, I mean, I'm concerned what this looks like, of course, not just to our friends, but to our foes, because there's a huge breakdown here. And the deputy secretary, was completely blindsided by this. Whatever we think of how these people kind of do their jobs or whatever, what their agenda is, but if you have a breakdown in the chain of command like that, that is vulnerable, you know?
Well, the arrogance of the man. And then, interestingly enough, it was the media that figured out they hadn't seen him in a while, two or three days. So they started asking questions, and people are going, I don't know. Tony Blinken didn't miss him. The White House doesn't even know his name. that time that Biden called him the guy that runs that outfit over there.
That's right. That's what he called him. That's exactly it.
Yeah. So, but nobody in Congress knew? I mean, we've got war everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. But you know who knew was General C.Q. Brown Jr., chairman of the Joint Chiefs. But he knew 2 days.
2 days after.
Before Biden ever knew, too. And that's not good. I can't. Can you imagine if this was a Republican administration? He would have already had to resign. But you're right. It is pretty bipartisan, though, for these calls. And obviously, you know, if he's going to be incapacitated, that's a big deal. Because, as you said, there's war everywhere right now. I mean, something could happen in the next 5 minutes that would require the president to make some kind of response. It's just that simple.
Well, and you need if you have secretary. James Clyburn that's even complaining.
You know it's bad.
You know it's bad.
You know it's bad. Well, Denise,
they can't defend him? Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Denise Simon, stay right there because, folks, we're going to come right back here at the bottom of the hour. We'll open up the telephone lines if you have a question or comment for Denise. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. And we have so much more to talk about on this Monday morning edition. We're up. It's bright and early. We hope that you're doing well. So we hope to hear from you on the other side of this break. More with Denise Simon. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where where the U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
No, we're not going to bed anytime soon. We are up. It is bright and early, and we are with you here in the overnights, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And welcome back. Here we are, folks. We're racing through the program this morning. I can't believe how fast it's really going, and even for a Monday. So we've got Denise Simon, of course, still with us. Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, be sure to head over to founderscode.com. Check out all the great articles and the other materials that Denise has there. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, true to our word, we do have a caller on the line. I believe we've got Scott in Southern Florida, and I think he's got a question or a comment for you this morning. Good morning, Scott. You're on the program with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Carl, Denise. So this Secretary of Defense issue, is there's a lot more wrong with that than I can believe. You schedule elective surgery while your number two person's on vacation, and you don't tell your boss you won't be at work. If I did that, I'd be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're right about
that. So there's something more to that than, you know, there's something going on with him or whatever his condition is or whatever. And like I say, we don't care, but when it affects the security of the United States, it's kind of important to let somebody know.
Well, yeah, and, you know, if he's incapacitated and can't make a phone call, I'm sure his wife, you know, she can make a phone call. You know, somebody could have. But the fascinating thing is there's nobody that really missed him for at least 2 days, maybe three. And the first people that seemed to have missed that he wasn't around, available, was the media.
The press, yep.
Yeah, and it wasn't the White House. It wasn't the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It wasn't his deputies. It wasn't Congress. It wasn't, so that kind of tells us that we didn't miss the man for 3 days. And so is he really an effective Secretary of Defense to start with? No, but that's beside the point.
But it's interesting to note that we did actually take out a hoopty's sight during the time that he supposedly was out of contact with everybody.
Well, but that decision could have necessarily been made long before he went into the hospital and said, when the conditions are this or that, then you have the green light to fire. So I don't think it needed him for that action to happen.
Yeah, and it's back to your rules of engagement question,
yes.
Too. So
yes.
But I just wanted to comment about that. One other thing I'm concerned about, evidently now we can't have tractor trailers older than 10 years old in
Correct.
California. Yeah. So how do they get to affect international trade by making local laws like that?
Well, I don't think they've hit that situation yet of 10 years old. There may be some that are out there, but I think there's some lawsuits in the pipeline on that one. But, I mean, I can't think of anything that's not under full-blown assault by this administration or by California, which I say is an incubation center for what the federal government does.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Same thing's happening in Connecticut, so... they just kind of follow California legislature stuff.
Right.
So,
precisely. See if it flies.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to raise those points, and
Thank you.
Appreciate you having me.
Very cool.
All right.
Thank you, Scott.
All right.
Happy New Year. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. And again, Scott in South Florida, we appreciate his call very, very much. And Denise, you're right. California is seen by the left as the model for how they want to do things on a national level. And it's been like that for a long time. And and that's why, it is a bellwether, but a really bad one, in a very bad context,
Yeah, and I would argue that the federal government says, we don't know if we can do this on a federal basis yet. So let's call California and say, hey, California, see if you can push this through your legislature, see how far it goes. And California's got, oh, okay, no problem. And, of course, they do. And then they see what the fallout is. So that's kind of another way they do these trial balloons.
And, by the way, I guess everything will just be electric here sooner than later, and everything will just be fine, as we cruise towards utopia, I guess, of electric utopia. Well, we've got line two lighting up as well for Denise this morning. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada on the telephone line. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Just want to contribute a little bit to remind your audience, and I'm not trying to lecture, but there are three features to our Constitution that I love, okay? First one, civilian control of the government. I could care less if Boston is in ICU. I do not want the generals running our country. I do not want the cops to run our country, okay? I like that. I like civilian control. I don't like, Ron Klain being the puppet master, though. And I do believe he is the primary puppet master that's working behind the curtain. Another feature of our Constitution, okay, civilian control of the government, Second Amendment. I'd like to refer to Charlton Heston with that rifle and his message for Al Gore. This is a message for you, Mr. Gore. Out of my dead hands.
Right, out of my cold dead hand. I remember when Charlton Heston, he said that. But what do you think, Denise, about the civilian control? I mean, obviously, that's why you have a deputy secretary that reports also to the president if the secretary is not doing his job, correct?
It's so complicated because the federal government has made it complicated. I mean, this is supposed to be a government of the people, for the people, by the people, okay? And it's clearly not. We've become subservient. And we're trying very hard to gain that power back, those that are paying attention and haven't become indifferent to it all. But yet you get these representatives, we vote these representatives in to Congress. And I would say that, you know, if you've got a Republican representative in Iowa, that's a very different representative than you have in Florida or you have in Texas, because every state has issues. And so we have to pay attention to virtually every single member of the House and every single member of the Senate. And they have to be, you know, tarred and feathered, drawn and quartered with these ridiculous things that they do. And, you know, we lose a little bit of our freedoms every single day. And it's kind of like, where are you Americans? I mean, if for nothing else, all you have to do is talk about the lack of privacy that you are losing and have lost. And, you know, I mentioned it to people, you know, with the stuff that they put on social media, especially Facebook. You know, there's pictures and there's, I'm going here, this is my vacation, this is my child and their award and all these kinds of things. And, you know, all that stuff gets cultivated, especially when it comes to places like TikTok.
Oh, sure.
And these people say, well, I have nothing to hide. That's not the point.
Right.
That's not the point at all.
Not at all.
If they take away your privacy, and they've done it exceptionally well, then they're taking away everything else. And they're doing it slowly, but they're doing it methodically. Mm-hmm. And that includes things like, you know, your lawnmowers and your gas stoves and, you know, this nonsense where your cars are now spying on you and Google. And I mean, it's, I don't know.
Just a lot.
Denise, yeah. Can I contribute one other thought?
One more thing. We got about 30 seconds, Neil. So just
okay. The 87,000 IRS agents, if they have begun hiring them, now this is during Nancy Pelosi's tenure, mm-hmm. when they funded a budget that included hiring 87,000 IRS agents and requiring them to carry sidearms.
Yeah.
When they start doing that, we've crossed the Rubicon.
Yes.
I mean, you know, think about it.
It's
we
scary.
Are giving
yeah.
Zelensky $150 billion with another, you know, blank check. Okay? We got over 8 million illegals coming into this country. The drug cartels control our
the universities. I mean, it's...
Okay? Now, you arm 87,000 new IRS agents, the message is clear. All right? It's clear.
Well, Neil, in Henderson, Nevada, we appreciate the call this morning, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. It's been great discussion this morning, Denise,
as always. Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
All right, good morning, Denise. And good morning to everybody else out there, too. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You know, I'm not usually this happy on a Monday, but I'm actually pretty happy on this Monday morning because we're back live in the studio. We were out, of course, over the Christmas and New Year's holidays. We were out on Monday mornings, but here we are. We're back. It's Monday. I'm happy, and I hope that you're happy, too. Kyle Warren with you. And, folks, we got Chris Markowski with us here. This morning again in this particular segment. He's the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. You can hear Chris every Saturday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. Good morning, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, first of all, I guess happy Monday to you as well. But just 34%, Chris, according to Rasmussen, just 34% see a better economy in 2024. And even though there are some indicating, or at least, you know, I see these articles that say, well, the economy is actually maybe doing a little bit better than people think, but they just don't see it. But, you know, I don't think that there's a huge disconnect because people are still having all kinds of issues with high prices and their wages and this kind of stuff. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, there's this constant, you know, back and forth, you know, what the economy's doing to me. You know, is it going to be good? Is it going to be better? You know, I don't play this in search of game when it comes to recessions or trying to guess when the next one's going to come. I'm trying to guess. I kind of go with the terrain and what's laid out in front of me. And, you know, if the economy's weak, you know, I try not to participate in that weakness in the sense that I've got a deal. I got to run my business with whatever is put in front of me, and you got to go out there and you can confront it. Complaining about it, it's not going to do me much good. You adjust. And, the ultimate goal, and I've talked about this often, it's not my word. It's a made-up word, but it's actually true. It's the concept of anti-fragility, where, it's not enough to be robust or resistant to change or to difficulties. You want to come out stronger on the other side. And, we've gotten to a country, I mean, we can sit here, we can complain about, Binomics, inflation, all of these things. And, they're not great. I don't like dealing with them either, but I do. And that's what adults do. So I always tell people, I said, recession comes. You don't have to participate in the sense that, you have to get yourself down about these things. You try to find ways to adjust. They try to find ways where you can come out on the other side of the recession with your business or your household finances better than before.
Well, I completely appreciate what you're saying, and especially the phrase, that's what adults do, because you have to deal with different things in life, right? I mean, these things will happen. And, I did see this, though, Chris, that the government evidently, according to Fox Business, quietly erased some 439,000 jobs through November 2023 as they took a closer look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So how does this tie into the jobs report that we saw or that we got on Friday? Or, what does this mean, where they've overlooked these, or they just kind of made them go away?
Well, you have to try. Fridays, I don't really do the Hollywood Squares, Brady Bunch box television participation during the jobs numbers anymore, because it's just stupid. You don't have enough time to actually look at the internals of the numbers, and the jobs report was much, much weaker than they led on to. You got, more people working two jobs than before. That you double counted a lot because of that. Not to mention the fact the labor force has shrunk by a number that we haven't seen since COVID. There's something amiss in these numbers at this point in time. And again, this is why that face value, you have to take it with a grain of salt. Not to mention that the last 10 out of the 11 jobs numbers have been revised downward after the fact.
Very interesting indeed. Also, you've got Saudi Arabia that is indicating that they want to cut some of these crude prices across all these different regions, including in Asia, because they're looking at a weaker, a weaker economy and a global, demand for this.
You mean cut the output, not prices, right?
Yes. It looks like, Saudi Aramco on Sunday said it would cut crude prices, but because they're looking at a weaker global oil prices. And also they've got other producers outside the organizations, outside of OPEC, that are producing more, evidently.
Yeah, prices will come down automatically. They don't set the prices. The global market does, and it's all based upon supply and demand and other factors. So it would be their production. If they wanted the prices to come down, they would have to increase production. If they want the prices to go up, they would have to decrease production.
Very interesting. Well, I tell you what, looking at the Iowa caucuses coming up, we still see Donald Trump very far ahead in the polls. That's just a given at this point. But it'll be interesting to see when people actually vote, where, in other words, do those percentages hold in terms of the gap that's there between the other candidates and Donald Trump? But the reason I bring it up is that Ron DeSantis has now come in and chimed in about the idea of a flat tax. And do you think that there could be any kind of legs to that idea coming back? Steve Forbes talked about it long ago. He was pretty jazzed about the whole idea that DeSantis was talking about it. But is that something that would be very beneficial, do you think?
Well, this weekend I did my program. I gave my platform if I was running for president. And one of the things I talked about was simplify the tax code. And chop it down where it's over 80,000 pages long, with cutouts and handouts and giveaways and all sorts of nonsense. And my ultimate thing is I would love to see a national sales tax rather than have any sort of April 15th, any sort of withholding whatsoever. Pay at the point of sale, make it a consumption tax, and then it's based upon what you spend. Flat tax is another idea. It's different, but it's far superior to what we're doing right now. That's for sure. I mean, I don't have any problem with it. This past weekend, there was some more damaging information in regards to Trump and some of his very closest insiders and what they gave to Smith in regards to what happened on January 6th and Trump's behavior after the fact. I don't know if that's going to change things. I think that there's some of the Trump supporters out there. Like I said, it wouldn't matter what he did, and they would continue to support him. Seeing what took place with Joe Biden at Valley Forge and the hyperbole and we almost lost the nation. I'm going to be honest. I'm not looking forward to this, Biden Trump rematch at all. I think it's looking forward to it because it's like injecting, illicit drugs into the country. It really is. It's not good. It's not going to be good for the country by any stretch of the imagination. And I'd love to argue with somebody to think that it wouldn't be better, that we wouldn't be better served if both of those guys would just step aside and allow somebody else to run. Because, again, I hate to see America at each other's necks. And the type of, like I said, it's like everybody's on some sort of crazy illicit drug going after one another. It's not good.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned about Biden and his rhetoric, it's almost the setup is that if you vote for Biden, you're voting to preserve democracy. But if you don't want to vote for Biden, somehow you want democracy to be destroyed. And that seems to me to be not a great political platform because it allows for no debate whatsoever about actual issues.
Oh, you're absolutely 110% right. We're talking about defining. We're defining democracy down. Is what we're doing. We're turning it into some, first, second grade playground type of argument or fight. And that's not good. I mean, I can sit and debate and have conversations with people in regards to, the topics and the issues of the day. And that can no longer do that anymore. It becomes, like I said, it becomes ridiculously juvenile. And, be honest with you, I got these caucuses and cable news networks love all this stuff, but everybody's got to ask themselves: is this really what's best for the country and best for our kids and our grandkids and all that good stuff? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, you make some great points, Chris. Absolutely. I'll tell you what: we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning because unfortunately we're coming up to the end of the segment. But take care, and we'll talk soon.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming back right after the top of the hour. Stay right there. We got Frank Silvano on deck and ready to come on.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.